Welcome to the only daily podcast focusing on compliance news of the day. Each morning, start your day with a cup of coffee and Tom Fox, the voice of compliance, to hear about four of the top compliance, corruption, or leadership stories you will need to start your day. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
First, a word from this month's sponsor, Ethico.
In the delicate arena of compliance, every conversation matters. Traditional methods can leave callers feeling unheard, but Ethico changes the game. Our empathetic interview technique reshapes compliance calls into powerful, compassionate interactions, ensuring no crucial detail is missed. It's about creating a conversation that matters, that resonates, that makes a difference. Be the change in your compliance approach. See the transformation for yourself at ethico.com/CPN. Book a demo, try our free ROI calculator, and explore the white paper by Tom Fox, The ROI of Compliance.
The Daily Compliance News for April 12, 2022, the Sentenced to Death edition. You want to discourage fraud? Well, in Vietnam, they have a pretty good way. If you're convicted of fraud, you can get sentenced to death. And that's what happened as Vietnamese property tycoon Trong My Lan has been found guilty and sentenced to death by a court in Ho Chi Minh City for embezzling more than $12 billion from the country's largest financial fraud. She had committed crimes with serious consequences and no possibility of those who lost their money recovering their money. Her actions also eroded the public's trust in the leadership of the ruling Communist Party. And another look at fraud that perhaps is equally or more troubling, former South African President Jacob Zuma is back on the ballot. And he is trying to, in a major setback for his old party, the ANC, Zuma is going to run for office, and the electoral court is going to allow him to do so. So I can hardly imagine what perhaps the most corrupt official in a corrupt country gets reelected, what he's going to do. Guess what? Next up from Reuters, the U.S. has agreed to delay the trial of Senator Robert Menendez and his wife over his wife's health condition, which is facing a serious medical condition that required surgery. So the trial will be, both sides have agreed to being put off. It was scheduled for May 6th, but it may be pushed back to July or August. The defendants want to be tried separately. Can't imagine why. The U.S. has opposed that so far. And in the continuing saga of more bad news for Boeing, well, guess what? Their executives were taking free flights for personal or for private business. Those free flights, of course, were on the company's private jets and other planes that were improperly recorded as business travel. There was a review and correction of SEC filings by Boeing after a Wall Street Journal investigation into the executives' use of the private jets. Boeing found that flights by executives in 2021 and 2022 were not properly classified as perks, but were classified as business travel. So this was before the 2024 imbroglio that the company finds itself in. But when it comes to culture, you can begin to see the toxic and destructive culture at the company where the executives were using company property for their own personal use and not paying for it. Think the rank and file would have gotten away with that? As I mentioned at the start of this podcast, this month's sponsor for the entire Compliance Podcast Network is Ethico. Have you ever wondered how to show the ROI of your compliance program? Have you struggled with the budgeting process, getting the funds you want for your compliance program? Well, I've partnered with Ethico to put together a white paper on the ROI of compliance, which shows you not only how to demonstrate ROI, but also how to speak finance when you're sitting across from the CFO with your budget proposals. Check out the website and get the white paper. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network and a proud member of C-Suite Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.